Welcome to Season 5 of the Blue Jeans Christian Podcast, where we take the powerful Word of God and make it practical and relevant to your daily life, and especially to your job. Does it seem like God is distant, or maybe not even there? Does it seem like God doesn't answer your prayers? Well, He very well may be distant from you, and it could be because you and God are not on the same page. Welcome to episode 154 on the Blue Jeans Christian Podcast. Today we're going to talk about something that probably is happening to you, or has happened in the past, or will happen. I'm talking about God seeming distant, like He's not there, or is dealing with someone else instead of you. I'm sorry to hear that, because I know that that happens to all of us. It certainly has happened to me. And it could be because we're not on the same page as God. So we're going to talk about that this time and get on God's page. But let's face it, we are greedy and selfish little people. We kind of are. We want things and we want them now, and we get upset when we don't get them. We complain and whine and cry and pout when we don't get what we want. And maybe we're even scared and worried a lot and needy. But then when we pray, we try really hard to sound mature and spiritual. God probably smiles, gives Jesus a little wink. But the good thing is, God knows that that's how most of us are, and He loves us anyway. And Jesus leans over to God and says, "I said we would answer their prayers. Let's do it." You see, we need to realize God's love, as well as His character, and even His righteous agenda for us, as best as we can. And that helps us not to be so childish and needy, enabling us to line up better with whom we have been created in the image of, that being Jesus. See, I remember in football in school, as a receiver, I would run the route that I thought was the best and would get me open so as the quarterback would see me and throw me the ball. You know, run to the open part of the field and wave my arms around. But I got benched because my routes weren't what the coach had designed in the play that I was supposed to run. In fact, when he benched me, he looked at me and he said, "Kevin, you and I are not on the same page." And he turned and walked away with his back facing me. And he went up to the sideline and continued coaching the game. He ignored me back there on the bench. You know, I was still on the team, but I was not useful to the team. Here are some suggestions to help your page of prayer requests get answered, or to be on the same page as God and be useful to Him on His team. So I'm going to read these and understand that all of these have their basis in Scripture somewhere. And some of them you may realize them right away, but some you might need to look it up. But all of them have a scriptural basis in the Bible. I've got quite a few, so let's get right into them. The first one is, your page says, "Please give me an easy day, God." And God's page says, "I will give you strength today and my own power." Your page says, "Please let me win the lottery. I could use all that money." And God's page says, "Seek first my kingdom, and all these things you need will be added to you." Your page says, "Please help me pass this test I didn't study for." God's page says, "The diligent and hardworking are rewarded. Your page says, "This world is going down the drain. Nothing is godly anymore, and I'm worried and scared." God's page says, "I have all things under my control 24/7. For my purposes, you will be fine. Just remember my promise in Psalm 24:7, which, by the way, says, "The angel of the Lord encamps around them that fear him, and he delivers them all." Your page says, "It is so discouraging when no one around me, at work or even in my neighborhood, holds the same biblical beliefs I do." God's page says, "I have placed you right where you can be my light in that dark part of the world. You're right where I want you. Be strong and courageous with my strength, being my representative amongst those people whom I still love." Your page says, "Why am I sick? Why won't you heal me?" God's page says, "My grace is sufficient for you. The sooner you learn that, the better you will be. Please see if I can be glorified in this somehow." Your page says, "I am so tired of this time of trouble. I have no idea why it's happening to me. There's no end in sight." God's page says, "I am allowing this so you can be stronger and be more like Jesus and learn patience. And when this season of troubles ends for you, and it will end, you can warn others or help others go through something similar." Your page says, "Please don't have her call me. I'm getting really tired of helping her." God's page says, "Don't grow weary of doing good. You will get rewarded in due season. Hang in there for me." Your page says, "I don't want to go to church today." God's page says, "I have a very special blessing for you today. You don't want to miss it." Your page says, "Please don't have him come over here. I don't know what to say." God's page says, "I will give you some things to say to that guy, things that I want him to hear that will change his life for the better. And I'm giving you the privilege to say them." Your page says, "Please get me out of this." God's page says, "I want you to go through this so you will learn patience and to trust me and my timetable, and then be able to help others learn those too." Your page says, "I hate my job and my boss is a jerk." God's page says, "I'll give you something better, but first, we both need to know if you can maintain your focus on me and be my representative there, to be a light in that dark environment, because you may be the only gospel they see." Your page says, "Why did this happen to me? I pray and live for you, God." God's page says, "I will work that out for good, and you will know why sometime in your future. Just trust me." Do any of those resonate with you? Do any of them hit home? Did you learn how God views things a little bit differently than we do? It's always nice to see things through the lens of Scripture in a personal way, in a way that impacts us and makes us more godly, more of His representative where He has us. and to be on His page, trusting Him. Because trusting God is really the key to getting your prayers answered. Ask Him and trust Him for the answer. Living your life for Him is also a way of showing God you trust Him. Boy, sometimes it really takes a lot of trust in Him, doesn't it? When the world seems to be doing something completely different and you do something more biblical-based, moral-based, you really seem like you're an outcast or different, huh? They think weird of you. But you know what? That's what we're supposed to be. We're supposed to be holy because God is holy. And holy means different than the rest of the world. If we are like darkness because the world around us is also dark, how can we be the light in there? Jesus told us to be light in a dark world. Even if your candle is just a little tiny light, when it's really dark, it shines very brightly and is very noticeable. So be that light in the dark world and be on God's page, not your selfish, whiny page. Be on God's page and just see how He will bless you and be very proud of you. And you can be useful, therefore, to His team and be an impact for Christ. Remember, you can connect with me at BlueJeansChristian.com. And also, I've started a YouTube channel. So search on YouTube for The Blue Jeans Christian.